do, are they somebody else? You're the only one that could do it. Then you have to stop learning Torah and do the mitzvahs. Shrashi out the fala tell a mitzvah shabol yodcha b'dol b'tano. I say you have to do it. Choda Yosef becoming burly. They were still sitting there, and they asked another question. Ksiv, another pasuk says Yikorahi mipnimim, that the Torah is more dear, more choshev than pnimim, than rubles, than the precious stones. The chol chafotzechol yishvavo. All your desires doesn't come close to it. That means Rashi says shetabata kol chafotzechol b'shvil shetasek b'Torah. Stop doing everything else in order you should come to learn Torah. So what are we dashing? That stop doing all your own means to come to learn Torah. But if you have to do other mitzvahs, then you'll have to stop learning Torah and you have to do mitzvahs. Well, see, another pasuk says, Kol chafotzim lo yishvavo. The afilu chafse shemayim lo yishvavo. No mash of anything. Even to do other mitzvahs, you shouldn't stop to do other mitzvahs when you're learning Torah. The Torah is greater than all other mitzvahs, so it's a stira. It's the same Torah. Kan be mitzvah sheshla sosya de achirim. If you're learning Torah and a mitzvah comes up and it's possible to let a shliach do the mitzvah, let a shliach let somebody else do the mitzvah. You're doing a bigger mitzvah, keep on learning Torah. Or the kan be mitzvah sheshla sosya de achirim. But if a mitzvah comes up and nobody else can do the mitzvah, you're the only one that could do it, so then you have a right, you're supposed to stop learning Torah and do the mitzvahs. Like for your mitzvahs, to daven, to say krishma, to put on tefillin, you have to stop to learning to do the mitzvahs. If it's the yeshra, the achirim, you have to stop. So therefore there's no steer in the psukim. Rashi says, Kleimar, shim yesh lecho lasek b'mitzvah tebatol talmud Torah v'yasek b'mitzvah. Tefilu chester shemayim loy, mashmanat. So that was the terrorist, it depends if it's are the achirim, let somebody else do it. But if not, you have to stop. And there's no heter of oisik b'mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah by Talmud Torah. And some said the svar is, because that's what the Torah was given for. The Torah was given for, I'm enough to learn. The Torah was given, I'm enough to lasleis. We have to do mitzvahs. If we just sit and learn and not do mitzvahs, so what would be the kina mitzvahs? So Torah was given, I'm enough to lasleis. So vada, we have to do the mitzvahs. So if somebody else, the mitzvah could be done through somebody else, okay, let somebody else do it. But if it can't be done through somebody else, Hashem wants the mitzvahs to be done, you have to stop learning and do the mitzvah. So now they finally asked him, Shimon Yechoi's son, Ma boy socha, what are you doing here? Or Malu, he answered back to them, the Yomali Yabba, my father told me, Zilga bayu, go to these two Tamechomim, to the Baruchucha, that they should give you a bracha. So when they heard this, that the Rebbe wanted us to give his son a bracha, Omrulei, this is the bracha they said back to the Rebbe's son. They said back to him something like this, Yeh Rava, it should be good to you, the Tizra, you should seed, but Lord Tachzit, you shouldn't cut it down. Sechura doesn't sound right. You should seed, plant things, and you shouldn't be there to cut it down. Ta'ayil, you should bring stuff in, but Lord Tepit, don't take anything out. So Poshas Mashin, you go to business, you'll buy stuff, and you won't be able to get rid of it. Tepit, you'll get rid of things, but Lord Tiyayil, nothing will come in, you won't get any pay for it. Lichorah Vesech, your house should be destroyed, but Lord Tzavashpizach, and sitting in an inn. The yin should be there. Lavalvo pisarecha, your bread, your money should be lavalvo, should be mixed up. For loitechsa shosa chartan, should not see the new year. That's what they told the Rebbe's son. Is kiyosa legabe avu, so when Rebbe Lezim, son of Shimon Nechoi's son, came back to his father, omale, so the son told to his father, loy mi boy de brucha loy berchon, not only didn't they did not give me a brucha, avatsure tsarun, they told me like clothes, they told me bad things, they told me things to give me tsar, and what do you tell me to do? So omale, my omrucha, so the father said, let me hear, what did they tell you? So hochi biochi omruli, so the son told off exactly what they said. Omale, so the father said back to him, to the son, hanech kuloy bircha soninu. All these things that they told you, you should know a big brachas. Right. Yes, again, Amalai, Hanachula brachasaninu. All these things that they told you were big brachas. Tizra v'lotachsod. You should plant seed and not cut off, not get anything from it. That means toilet bonim v'loyimoisu. It means you should have children and they shouldn't die. That's what he meant to say. Tiayil, you should bring in v'loytepik and not take out. That means tayil kalosa. You should take into your family a daughter-in-law. And not that she should die, the children should die. That's what he meant to say. You should take in and not take out. You take in a good daughter-in-law. Vayta teipuk v'leitayil, you should take out and not take in. That means teulad banto. That means your daughter should give birth. V'lo yemaisu gavrayu, and the husband should not die. V'lahadru lavosach, and he'll come back to you. That's what I meant to say. That you should have daughters, they should get married, and the husband should stay alive, that they should not have to come back to you. Le'choriv be'sech, your house should be choriv. V'leisev ushpizach, and just sit in an inn. What does that mean to say? Tahay alma ushpizach, that this world is the inn. In other words, he gave you bruch, you should have a long life on this world. V'hi alma be'sa, and the next world, olam habo, that's called your real house. T'chsev, the pasuk says, kirbam bo'teimo li'olam. So Dashin al tikre kibram, don't mean inside, ela kivram, means rather the kever, the basic forest where you lie in, your grave, that's called batem, that's called your house. So the kid said the house means la'acha misa, and the yishpiza means now when you're alive in this world. So as a bracha, you should have a long life. Levalvul pisturcha, your bread should be mixed up. That means b'bnei v'vante, you'll have so many children, we'll have problems, how to feed them. Who will take the bread? V'loi techse shosachar, you should not see the new year, means, v'loi tomas intcho, your wife should not die. V'loi tinsav intso achrit, you should not have to marry another wife. So kids, all that he told them were big brachas. Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, ifto minei de Rav. Rav Shimon ben Chalafta was saying goodbye to Rav. Omalei, Omele Lebrei, so Rav told his son, Zil Lagabe, go to Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, Livrachecha, let him give you a bracha. Omele, so Shimon ben Chalafta said back to his son, Ye Rav, it should be that the Loi Tevoi, you should not be embarrassed, you shouldn't embarrass other people, for Loi Tezbayis, you yourself shouldn't be embarrassed. That was the bracha. His also Gabi Yavuz, he came back to his father to Rav, Omele, my Omelecha, what did he say to you? Amalei, Milan bi Amal di Amalei, Stami told me something. I shouldn't embarrass other people. Lechu, that wasn't the bracha? Like, he didn't give me a bracha. So Amalei, the father answered back and said, no, Rav said back, no. Birchecha, birchasa, de birchun, kuchabrichul Yisrael. He gave you a tremendously big bracha, what Hashem gave Klai Yisrael. V'tornabo, we learned like this. T'yasiv, v'yachaltem, ochul v'savoya, v'hilaltem. Should eat and praise Hashem. My nation should never be embarrassed. So you also have the bracha Hashem told Klai Yisrael. They should also not be embarrassed. So that's a big bracha not to be embarrassed. So don't take it so simple. Means don't embarrass other people that they shouldn't come to embarrass you back. For Tony B'Rashas B'Shonibo, Le'yevoshu Amil Yerlov, V'ayinu Lo Tizbayish, Lo Tizbayish. It means they should not embarrass other people, in order they themselves should not be embarrassed. Right, Mishnah says then, V'yoysi Isha Tachshiteo. An Isha is allowed to use her makeup on Cholamoyit, or to make jewelry. Tana Rabbonim, Eilu V'ayin Tachshit Noshim. This is the makeup of women, Kecheles, that they're allowed to, Kecheles Rashi Noisin Kechol Beinaneo. They can put eye makeup on, or poikesis. That's the way they make the hair. Strashi mechlekes saro. They part the hair lakan lakan. Or mavira swaka panir. And they can put this type of a seif on their face, or we'll see on the mokum erva, to make their face smooth. Strashi sa mechel kadeshatira duma. Maybe red makeup to make their face look red. Vika viamri, some say mavira swaka panir shamata. Mitzvakir, some type of seif that they put on the face on the bottom means the makam erva to smooth the flesh over there. To they saw the Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda's wife, Mikashto Biyantfe Kalosa. She used to put on the makeup in front of her daughter-in-law. Is Yosef Rav Huna Bachinanor Kamei, the Rav Chizda? He was sitting in front of Rav Chizda, but Yosef came and he said, the Chura, what right does your wife have to put makeup on in front of her daughter-in-law? In other words, she's an older lady already. She's too old already. It's only a young girl's allowed to put on makeup. They have to look nice. An old lady doesn't have to look nice anymore. So how come your wife is putting on makeup? Rashi says, it's normal for them to do it. So they're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed also. Therefore it's called a simcha. If it's normal for them to put on makeup, they're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. How come your wife did it? Heche de miskashto, whoever is kaino. Like you thought, it's not a minig for the older ladies to put on makeup. So if it's not a minig, they don't have simcha, what right do they have to do in a cholamoid? Or Malay answered back, no. Or lakin, like Lush and Shmua. Afilu imach, even your mother. Afilu imid imach, even your grandmother. Afilu oimdu esal kivri, even though they're about to die. The mamash by the grave already. The Yarma Yinshi, people say, Bashish and Kabashish. Even if you're 60 years old, it's like six. They still like to dress up. Lokol tabla rota, they run after noise. In other words, to put on makeup, no matter how old they are, still you have a right to put it on. Trashi, the curl tabla roit, pirish, kishka shazug, where slayma mime zemma bilula. But they enjoy a chasna, they enjoy the music by a chasna, no matter how old they are. To the heche, the roit, yalda bashish. The same way a young 6-year-old girl runs by a chasna, that's the same way a 60-year-old lady does. The same thing, they have a right to put on makeup also. No matter how old they are, still they enjoy putting on makeup, therefore it's called a simcha, it's mutter to do it even on Chol HaMoed. Alright, turn over. Yehuda says not allowed to put on a seif on their face, because if the seif, when it's on your face, it just gives you pain. It's only good when you take it off. And here we're talking about you're going to leave it on the whole Chol HaMoed, take it off after Yom Tov, therefore it's also. Torna Reb Yehuda Oimer, Isha loy tosid nifnei shenivlu lo. You can't put on this type of seif on your face, because right now in Chol HaMoed, it's nivel, it doesn't look nice. Trashi shiknayu lo. Venivlu besidim steris besid. You put some type of lime on your face, it only gives you pain, it's no good. Abel Moidi Reb Yehuda, Besid Shechola Lekofle Bemoid, Shetheflosa Bemoid. That if she puts the type of lime on her face, that she could take it off on Chol HaMoed, like she does it one day, the next day her face looks nice already, Shafal Pisha Matsiri Hiyachshav, even though right now, the first day she's putting it on, it's sar, it's pain for her, but Besim Chiliachazman, she's going to enjoy it later the next day, therefore it's mutter. There is, what it does is it takes off the hair and makes the skin smooth, so therefore she could do it on Chol HaMoed, because she's going to have simcha on Chol HaMoed itself. So the Mara asks, oh, me iskle Reb Yehuda high svara, does Reb Yehuda agree to this svara? For your tanan, Reb Yehuda is like this. In other words, you want to say, even though it's tsar right now, but since it's simcha later, it's okay? Is that true? For your tanan, Reb Yehuda Weimer, nefroyim mehen. You're allowed to make the goyim pay you b'fnei shemetzer, because it's tsar. In other words, b'fnei edayim, before goyisha yichag, you're allowed to go to goyim and make him pay you money that he owes you. Why? Because he's not making to be happy on his chag. Other rabbi, he's tsar that he had to give away the money. Omrula, the chum said back to him, you didn't know, afal pi shemetzer achshav, even though right now when the goy pays up his debt, he feels bad, but v'sim chul yachazman, he's going to feel happy about it tomorrow. When he feels that he paid up his debt already, he has no more debt on his back, he feels happy about it. So therefore, you can't let the goy pay up b'yoyim chagam on day Yom Tov, because if they feel happy that day, you're going to cause them to be over avoid the zara. So you're not allowed to make a goy happy on his chag. So therefore, you can't even let him pay you money either. Omer Rav Nachman, so chur tekash on Yehudim, Yehudim, you see, says it's mutter. It's mutter to pay the money now, and we don't say maybe he's going to be happy later. So you know, you go boss the way it is right now. Right now, the goy is tsar, you could do it. So the chur sentence should be an issue also. She should not be allowed to put on makeup on this sid on Chol HaMoed, because right now it's painful. Maybe tomorrow you'll enjoy it. You don't go boss it tomorrow, you go boss it right now. So Gemara answers no. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Hanach lehilchas moed, tekuloi meitzer achshav v'samach liyachazman. Ninu. And there's any malacha you do, any work you do on Chol HaMoed, it's always that way. It's painful b'shash you're doing the work, even if you have to cook. B'shash you're cooking is painful, but you're allowed to cook now in order to eat, to enjoy it later. So Chol HaMoed, as long as there's going to be some enjoyment from it later, you don't worry about now, we say there'll be enjoyment later. Mashenken over there by Avoy Dezoro, we're afraid that if the goy is, the Rabbi Yehuda says, look at it right now. Right now the goy is b'tzar, so you're allowed to let him pay up right now. Ravina says another teretz. Kusi linyan piroyin liyela meitzer. If you disfar is no, a guy will never be happy about it later. He always feel bad he had to pay the money.
Shrashikusi loyla meitzer shapareya. When he pays up money, he always feels bad about it. Holoch la yistlam yuda hasam afal pishe meitzer samach. Avol yelga b'tofel yels the svara.
There's only by a guy. He says you're allowed to let a guy pay you money that he owes you on his chag, because for sure he's not going to feel happy later on.
Even though you have tsar right now, but if you know for sure you're going to take it off another day and then you'll have simcha, it's muta. Omar Rav Yehuda, benoisi Yisrael shagia leperkin. Of the Jewish girls that become 12 years old already, means there comes a time that they have already Cyrus, the hairs are growing on the bottom, they have by the Makam Erva Cyrus, but they didn't come 12 years old yet, so they're embarrassed about it. So they want to take it off. Is Aniyas Taifless Naisim Basid. The poor people that can't afford too much use lime. They rub themselves there with lime, and that takes off the hair. Asiras, the rich girls, Taifless Naisim Basilis. They use already flour. But Nais Malachim B'Shemen Amor. They use special type of oil. Shenema Shishach Adoshim B'Shemen Amor. This oil also takes the hair off and makes the body there smooth. My Shemen Amor, what is this? Ravuna Bar Chiyoma Sitchis. That's the type of an oil, citrus. Rav Yirmiyo Bar Ami Omar Shemen Zayis. No, you know what Shemen Amor is? That's olive oil. Shleivi Shlish. When the olives did not grow a complete third yet. Tanya Rav Yehuda Weiner. And Fiknun, that's Shemen Zayis Shleivi Shlish. That's what Fiknun is. That's this type of oil that comes from olive oil. The olives that weren't a third grown yet. For lo masach noisay, why do they rub themselves there? Shemashayris ashara makes the hair come off. Umadin esabosa makes the skin smooth there. Rabbi Bevi Hevilei Brata. Rabbi Bevi had a daughter. Tofla aver, he smeared every part of her body with this type of an oil. And shokolo dalad meizuzi means her body was very, very good. And for the shidduch, she was able to get 400 zuz, means it was very good for her. Trashi shenes yaifa, for nothing about lakach. She looked very pretty because of this, and her husband paid him $400 for it. Tamura says, Ohukusi, heve ohukusi bishavuse. There was a guy living in the neighborhood also of Rebeva. The omalei brato, toflo bechadzimna. So he also told his daughter to rub herself all over the body altogether. Umesa, she died from it. Is Omar, they said over, Kotla Beva Labrati, that the guy was saying, Rebeva killed my daughter, because I saw it by him, that it worked so good, that's why I did it also. And Omar Rav Nachman, Rav Beva, the Shasta Sheikh Rebeva, used to drink a lot of beer, Boyin Bante Tofla. Therefore, his daughter was able to take a lot of the Shemen over her body. We don't drink beer so much. We don't have to put this smearing on the body. Rashi says, the sheikhor, if you drink a lot of beer, megadol asar makes you have a lot of hair, umaves abosa makes the skin thick. So therefore, he had to make his daughter smear a lot of oil on the body to make the body smooth. But we don't have to do it. Right.